Must be playing a Canadian team.
Yeah.
Usually we're in the hallway.
You're big and Prince George.
I don't even know what to do with all these mics. All right, let's go.
Put the triples back on Saturday, and then obviously Sunday is their best line. How much do you think each of those guys helps each other when they're playing with each other? It seems like Kucherov's best game was in recent games yesterday.
What are you trying to?
How much do they help each other? Help each other?
These guys have had like tons of success together, and you know, they haven't played together all the time. Just for a variety of different reasons, but when they're together, they're a great fallback for a coach. But you know, they've, you know, whether it's been injuries or, you know, to our lineup, we haven't been able to kind of have a cohesive unit. And you know, we were just talking about how I think this is the first time all year we've gone four games with having the exact same lineup, and so. I think that's helped, and to get those guys back together a little bit, especially when some of them weren't having individual success, putting them back together seemed to be the logical way to go about things, and they had great success. It didn't show up on the point sheet, but they did a lot of really good things.
What do you like about Cooch especially? I know he had the nine shots, but how he got?
Oh, command! All three of them. They just commanded the puck. They dominated play every time they had it. They were in the offensive zone the whole time. You know, Cooch ends up with nine shots on goal and zero goals when he could have had. You know, you got a feel for him. You know, he could have had four or five that game. But I'm a big believer. It's just percentages. You keep playing that way, the breaks are going to eventually go your way, especially gifted scorers like Cooch, and he just needs to keep doing that.
This surge by Ben Bishop, recently this quarter, what do you see in his play at the moment? How well is he going?
Well, first, before we get to Bish, I would sit here and say, just as a team, we're defending better. So when you're defending better, you're not giving up the odd man rushes, you're limiting team scoring chances. Right then, you're just helping your goaltender out. And so I think it starts with that, and then he's just kind of in command of his game. So he looks intimidating when he's in there. He's making saves with ease. He's not giving up rebounds. And I think it just, the two go hand in hand together. So when he's looking confident and we're defending, they kind of build off each other, and I think that's what helped us.
Are you at a point where you're ready to maybe ride Bishop a little more? Are you still happy with the goalie rotation as you've been doing it?
I don't know. We've pointed six straight games and both guys have played, so I don't know if we have to sit here and say we got to jump on somebody. I think we're doing this as a team, and we've got two goaltenders that can play, so there's no sense in sitting here saying, oh, we're going to ride one. You know, is playing one guy two games in a row or three games in a row riding them? No, I'd say playing somebody 10 games in a row is riding them. I don't see that happening.
John, is Boyle a better winger than a center, or are you just happy to play on the left wing?
Why didn't you throw D in there, too? Because he does that for us quite a bit. It's hard to even answer that question because you can slot him in anywhere, and it's a plus. And you're just having the luxury of having him when, you know, we get a couple defensemen go in the penalty box, Boyle's right back there playing D because you can count on him back there. You put him at center, he can win draws for you. You put him on the wing and he can play that power up and down the wall game. And so he's a really valuable guy to have. And the mere fact too, as I said, his ability to win face-offs. So even if he's on the wing, it's like having two centers out there. And then he's a great net front guy in the power play.
So you don't want him going anywhere at the trading deadline?
I don't want any of our guys going anywhere at the trade deadline. It's, you know, different. We're in a different position right now than we've been since I've been here. And I don't believe in the whole, like, buyers, sellers. It's how are we going to make the playoffs this year? And, you know, we've got an unreal management team that looks beyond this year. But for us in the room, this team has stayed together. You know, this is three straight years. We've had the same group of guys, and we've had a lot of success with that group. And You know, I've been asked this question before. All we're thinking about now is Edmonton. Couldn't even tell you who we're playing after this or who we played before. It's all about Edmonton, and we've got this group in the room, and we're going to roll with them.
John, it goes a ways back, but what did you take away in coaching with Todd and Jay Woodcroft at the World Cup?
Oh, gosh. Well, it was a unique experience for me because it was the first time I'd been an assistant at all, I think. And to sit here and get to work with other professionals in the league, especially of their caliber, it was a phenomenal experience for me. And just they were extremely prepared. Their knowledge of players, how they play, just it was impressive. Like, you could whip off some random player in the league that was playing for Team Europe and they'd know whether they shot right or left, and it's pretty impressive. And so all those things, and you couple it with, you know, a couple great guys, and it was that was a fun group. As everybody talks about, you know, the kids and how fun they were to coach. Well, it was a fun staff to be around as well, and it was a pretty good mix, and they were obviously a big part of that.
Thank you.
What did you learn about coaching McDavid and also coaching against him in December?
I learned that he's really, really good. That's all I can say. No, the one thing, I think this has been said before, to be up close and personal, I've never coached Sidney Crosby, but I would sit here and say he was probably the best accelerator through a puck that I've seen until Connor McDavid, and now they're both like, I can't sit here and say one's faster than the other, but for guys to be able to go into an extra gear with the puck is really hard to do, and they're the best at it. Connor's the guy that's, you know, at Crosby's level in that.
Good.
Thank you, John.
Yep. Thank you.